April 16, 1928. The human will is symbolized by a rotten seed. How the divine will has the virtue of restoring the original life of that seed. Divine echo in the midst of creatures. I was thinking about the holy divine will, and a thousand thoughts wandered through my head. How can its kingdom come? How will the creatures be able to receive a good so great, and rise so high as to enter into that fiat from which creation came out? But while I was thinking of this and other things, my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, my will has the virtue of purifying, clearing up, embellishing and changing nature itself. The human will is like a seed which is rotten inside, while on the outside it appears to be good. The clothing that covers the seed seems to be in good condition, but if the clothing is removed, one finds that the seed is, in some, half putrefied, in some, empty. Others, then, while the seed possesses life, do not expose it to the sun or to the wind, and so it will end up rotten. On the other hand, if it is exposed to the sun and to the wind, through their light, heat and wind, they will rip the rotten part off, they will purify it, and give it new life. Such is the human will, a rotten seed, full of smoke, of rot, and half putrefied. However, not all seeds are completely dead, some have a thread of life. And if these seeds which possess this thread of life are exposed to the sun of my divine will, its light, its heat and its penetrating and ruling wind will invest the seed of the human will, and the light and heat will clear up the seed, removing what is rotten. They will fill it with life, and the ruling wind of my fiat will play with it, raising it so high as to enclose it in that fiat from which it came. And with its virtue, it will change the nature of the seed, giving it its original life. Everything is in exposing oneself to the sun of my will and to the burning and refulgent rays of its knowledges, letting oneself be invested by them, caressed by its light, warmed by its heat, carried by the ruling of its wind, so that the kingdom of my will may come upon earth. See, these prerogatives are also in the natural order. If one feels a heavy and oppressive air, a wind is enough to empty the air of that weight and to allow one to breathe it as pure air. If one feels an excessive heat or a numbing cold, a wind is enough to mitigate that heat, and another wind is enough to mitigate that cold. If thick clouds cover the horizon, the wind and the sun are enough to dispel the clouds and make the blue sky reappear, more beautiful. If a field is about to rot because of continuous waters, a strong wind is enough to dry it, and the light and heat of the sun are enough to revive it once again. If nature can do this, animated by the power of my will, more so can my will do it over souls who let themselves be invested by it. With its heat, my will mold them anew, it will destroy what is rotten in them. And breathing over them, with its light it will empty them of the weight of the human will, giving them their original nature. When Adam sinned, corrupting the seed of his will, if my will had not withdrawn from him, its light and heat could have restored him immediately. But justice demanded that he feel the effects of his corrupted seed, and therefore, as my will withdrew, he felt no more light or heat in his soul so as to be restored and to maintain the seed of his will incorrupt. Isn't this perhaps the kingdom of my will, its yearning to return once again into the midst of creatures and, more than sun, remove the corruption from their seeds, so as to be able to reign and dominate in the midst of the human family? After this, I continued to think about the supreme fiat, and my lovable Jesus added, "My daughter, as the divine will pronounced its fiat in creation, it formed the echo. As it resounded in the empty space of the whole universe, this divine echo drew and carried all of our qualities with it, and it filled heaven and earth with our love. As it came out from our fiat, this echo created the most beautiful things, heavens, suns, winds, seas, and many other things. This echo remained in each created thing, and it maintains the life of the blue heavens with all the stars, the life of the sun, and continuing with its echo of light and heat, it preserves it full of light, whole and beautiful, just as it created it. So, each created thing has the echo of our fiat as its beginning and preservation. This is why they preserve the order, the power, the harmony, the magnificence of our works. Whenever the divinity wants to operate and reproduce, even our very life, our fiat forms the echo, and the echo creates and forms whatever we want. See, also in instituting the sacrament of the Eucharist, our fiat formed the echo. The echo invested the bread and wine, and formed in them my body, blood, soul and divinity. That echo still resounds in each host, and so my sacramental life is perpetuated continuously. Now, this echo resounded in the creation of man, but by withdrawing from our will, man lost this echo. He no longer felt, inside and outside of himself, its sweet, powerful, harmonizing sound, which had the virtue of preserving him just as he came out of our creative hands. So he became weak and disharmonized. Poor man, without the echo of our fiat which had given him life, he was no longer able to reorder himself, he no longer felt within himself the echo of the light of his Creator, the echo of love, the echo of order, of power, of wisdom, of divine sweetness and goodness. Without the echo of our fiat, man became like a child who grows without mama, who has no one to feed him the words, to teach him works and steps. Or like a student who has no teacher to teach him how to read and write. And if he does anything at all by himself, he will do it disordered. Such is man without the echo of our fiat, like a child without mama, like a student without teacher. Now, as the soul keeps calling my will as the beginning of all of her being, she will feel its divine echo. This echo will call her back to her beginning, and resounding in her, it will reorder her anew. And just as our echo retreated from man because he withdrew from our divine will, in the same way, as creatures recognize it, love it and want nothing but our divine fiat, the echo of our will return to the midst of creatures. The kingdom of our fiat is exactly this, the return of our divine echo, not the faraway echo which is often resounded to the hearing of man from the time he withdrew from our will, but the continuous echo which will resound in the depth of souls, and transforming them, it will form divine life in them, giving back to them the order of man, as he was created.